11:43. Glad I can be filling in for Newell Norman on this Friday. Looking forward to an amazing weekend of weather. I'm going to spend as much possible time as I can outside. I'm getting a little tired of people, and I know it's just going to get worse and worse until we get to the election, trying to convince me that life as I know it will come to a screeching halt if the person they want elected for president does not win. And I just don't buy it. I've lived through many presidents now. I've seen elections come and go. I've seen Democrats and Republicans win and lose elections. And never during my lifetime has the person elected to be the president of the United States dramatically improved or ruined my life. So I'm asking, how much impact does who is the president really have on you? One person texts us, says, gee, with your logic, why even vote if the president has nothing to do with your life? That's not what I'm saying. I believe it's very important to vote for the candidate at all levels, from local to regional to state to national, that supports your ideals, your agendas, your philosophies. But what I do not believe is that one person, even the president of the United States, is going to make my life dramatically better or worse. So I'm just asking people, how has a president ever made your life dramatically better or worse? James, thanks for calling and appreciate your patience. You're on the Newell Norman Show on WWL.
Thank you for getting to me. I don't know how to put this, but I want to disagree with you vehemently, but okay. I also want to agree with you. So first, I'm going to try to answer your question.
Let's start with how do you disagree with me vehemently?
Presidents have a lot of influence. They may not have a lot of power other than their executive order power.
Land commander-in-chief power. That's huge.
Right. But they also have the bully pulpit and their mouth.
Agreed.
You got a guy that's running for president right now. About 3 weeks ago, he started a lie. They're eating the dogs.
And the cats.
2 days ago, right. And 2 days ago, one of our representatives repeated that crap and expounded on it. That affects people's lives because it damn near shut down an entire city.
And people in Springfield, Ohio, that debate, that discussion, that rhetoric has had dramatic impact on their life. So has a huge increase of tens of thousands of Haitian immigrants had a direct impact on their life. And
right.
But how did that affect you, James?
Well, I have a neighbor that's a Muslim. When that guy first got elected, he did the Muslim ban. It affected that man's school, his children, and his family, and it affected me because I love my neighbor. So I also have a son that was sent away to war. He didn't come back the way he was sent. He came back a little worse. When I first graduated from college, I had a job in 1981 promised to me as an economist with the Corps of Engineers. The president at the time, Ronald Reagan, froze all federal hiring. That affected my life. Presidents, it historically have affected my life. Thank God for President Lincoln because I would still be property and chattel today.
Well, obviously, James, when you look at the marquee decisions by historic presidents, you can point to some like the Gettysburg Address, like under Lincoln. And of course, the early presidents,
like FDR.
FDR had it's dramatic like FDR. Effect on a lot of people's lives. You're right. And presidents like on both sides have. And I've acknowledged that, President Obama pushing Obamacare dramatically had an effect on my life through allowing people with pre-existing conditions.
Three more my examples.
Okay, keep going.
All right. FDR, you try to take away somebody's Social Security today and see what would happen. That's not just one vote. That's about five votes. Because now the child is going to have to take care of that grandparent, and the grandchildren are going to be affected. The presidents do have an effect on your life. It may not be direct as we see it, because on the other side, if a man just wants to go to work, have some type of beverage on the way home and enjoy his family, it doesn't matter whether he lives in Israel or Russia or Canada. If that's all he's worried about, as long as there's a job for him to go to and a home for him to go home to and his family, he doesn't care what political environment he's in. But we as Americans have a duty to steward what was given to us and to make it better for our children. That's why I vehemently disagree with you.
Fair enough, James. And you have pointed to some good examples historically. Clearly, President Roosevelt in 1935 signing the Social Security Act was enormous for our country. I was not alive then. My parents were not alive then, but that and President Lincoln freeing the slaves, those are huge examples. But in my lifetime,
I
understand. But my argument is, and I'll ask you this before I have to let you go because I want to let some other people talk, but do you think the outcome of this election, of Harris and Trump, regardless of the outcome, do you think your life is going to get dramatically better or dramatically worse based on who wins this election?
I'm going to say no, but I want to qualify it. Not dramatically, but it will change, regardless of which one gets elected.
James, thank you for calling. Have a great weekend. I really appreciate it. Frankie, thank you for calling. You're on WWL.
Hey, Dave.
What's up, Frankie?
Good to talk to you. I'm a qualified candidate for District 1, just to be, give all full discretion. And no, man, the president doesn't matter, especially not since we instituted term limits, right? Term limits make it to where, the guy's out in another 8 years at most, right? So
yeah,
how much?
The president, man or woman, is only there for 4 years or 8 years now. And you're right. We were talking about Roosevelt. Roosevelt clearly could have a lot more impact with four terms as president than can someone with one or two terms. Yeah.
And I'll go back to Lincoln. Even it took still three amendments to make this even close, and we still got to get a Voting Rights Act, which arbitrarily draws a line and makes us enemies of each other to this day. To this day, we're still fighting over racial inequality and inequity when it comes to the representative body. Right? We don't have a representative body, period, that adheres to the prescriptions of the Constitution. Our representatives are not apportioned. They aren't. They're proportionally distributed, and this took place in 1929. So this predates all of these current presidents. Look, Louisiana, right now, if it was afforded the same racial representation as Montana, which gets one representative, they have two of them. They get one for every 542,703 persons. If Louisiana saw that ratio, or 30 other states that are suffering, instead of the 13 that benefit from it, if we had that ratio applied to our 4.6 million, we're due eight representatives. We are disenfranchised and made enemies of each other because of our lack of understanding when it comes to how our power to govern through the House of Representatives, the People's House, has been corrupted for a long time. We got to get to.
Thank you, Frankie. I appreciate the call. We're running out of time. I will say this. I do love that many, many people are so passionate about the election and about voting. But I just want to caution them to please, can we ground our debate and discussion in truth and facts and not just try to scare the crap out of each other? And I just don't understand the belief that some people truly seem to have that their life will go to hell if the opponent wins. And I just haven't seen that in my lifetime. I don't think one election of one president is going to make my life horrible, terrible, no good, very bad, awful, or wonderful, amazing, the bestest ever. We have checks and balances, and we have term limits, and we have other things that just, it's not going to be that bad or that good. So maybe we can just bring the rhetoric down a little bit.